Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane. I got a new last name this month, so that's exciting. But I am excited for today's guest that we have on Community Voice with us. She is a West Georgia alumni. She's the owner of Plaza Home Care in Villa Rica, and she's a good friend of mine. Melissa Hill is an extraordinary woman who has faced immense health challenges, but that's not really what makes her extraordinary. What makes her so special is that she's been able to view those barriers as blessings, and that is what she's going to share with us here today. So welcome, Melissa.
Thanks for having me, Sarah Claudia. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you for being willing to share. I know a lot of people are going to be touched and inspired by your story. Why don't you go ahead and start just by introducing yourself and telling our listeners a little bit about who you are?
Absolutely. I grew up in Stockbridge, Georgia, which is a little south of Atlanta. After growing up there, I went to Gordon College in Barnesville. After that, I transferred to the University of West Georgia, and I ended up settling in out here about 20 years ago. So honestly, I've lived out here longer than I did where I grew up. I'm married. Actually, just celebrated my 15-year anniversary.
Oh,
it went by super fast. I do have a pretty large family, if you will. Between my husband and I, we have seven parents, and we have a ton of brothers and stepsisters and sisters. So we are surrounded by a wonderful support system and really wonderful people in our life. I did, like you said, graduate from West Georgia with a degree in psychology, actually.
Oh, me too. We're both psych majors.
Yes.
That's interesting. I know we probably have some people scratching their heads at the seven parents, but that's a blessing in a different kind of way. I mean, that's, you know, a different kind of family, but I'm sure I come from a large family too, so that's always a blessing.
Yes, it is a blessing. You're right about that. And it's all we ever have known. Our parents got divorced when we were really young, so it's our normal. We love it. We stay busy.
Yeah.
Making sure that we are, you know, seeing all of the people that we care about and love, but it is truly a blessing. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I know that we have a lot of athletes listening, and you're an athlete yourself. So talk a little bit about your past with softball.
Absolutely. So I started playing softball around the age of eight, and after trying several different things, gymnastics, cheerleading, those sort of things, and I ended up being pretty natural at it, believe it or not, and I enjoyed it, loved it. So I continued to play through all of elementary, middle school, and then into high school, and it was my life. I played it every chance I got, and I was on the softball field through the week, on the weekends, traveling, missed vacations for it, but I didn't care. It was my joy. It was my love. It's what made me happy. I enjoyed the competition. I enjoyed the team, and I enjoyed what I learned from it. I enjoyed pushing myself and having that challenge. And there was a time in high school where I realized that I wanted to go to the next level, and so that was something that was a dream of mine. To be able to play at a higher competitive level than where I was in high school.
And you achieved that dream, correct?
Yes.
You went on?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I ended up at a small school in Barnesville, Georgia. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of Barnesville, Georgia, but it is further south, and it was a small two-year school. So I had an opportunity to show up at a tryout there and made the team. And ended up with a full scholarship for my athletic ability plus academic. So I was ecstatic. I didn't care where I ended up, honestly. I just wanted the opportunity to play ball. Mm-hmm. And at that time, ball was first and school was second. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. It was just a way to get to college because I did. That was important to me. But honestly, softball was, at the time, very important to me.
That's interesting. I think a lot of times when you hear about collegiate athletes, you don't think about them going to try out. And that's the same thing I did too. When I was on the collegiate equestrian team at Barry, I actually had to go and try out. And that's a whole new level of scary, like going out there and being in front of those coaches and the other team members. And thinking, am I going to be good enough mm-hmm. for this? So I'm sure that was scary for you too.
It was. It was, you know, the pressure, I guess, is pretty high, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you're surrounded by a group of athletes who are there for the same reason you are. Mm-hmm. They want to compete at a higher level. So they're showing up with their best game.
Yeah.
So it was definitely an experience.
Well, during your sophomore year, kind of in the height of your season, your collegiate softball career, something happened that kind of stopped you in your tracks.
Yes. So going into my sophomore year, I was playing ball. I was managing my full academic schedule, showing up, practice twice a day, getting up early in the mornings, running, all the things, right? Woke up one morning, I just wasn't feeling well, and that not feeling well kind of lingered for a little while, so went to the doctor, just basically told I had a stomach virus, that I'd be fine. A few more weeks went by, went back, oh, you're still, that stomach virus, still lingering. So months turned into a year of, you know, trying to figure out what was going on, and I was deteriorating pretty rapidly at that point. I had lost a lot of weight. I couldn't keep food down. Just not feeling well at all. And it was then where I was told that I have Crohn's disease.
Hmm.
And it took me about a year to find that out. And it was me trying to show up every day and still play ball and still manage my school schedule, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when you got that news, I mean, did you know anything about Crohn's disease previously, or was it just kind of a shock, but also you didn't know how serious the implications were going to be?
Oh gosh, Sarah Claudia, I had never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And when I researched it, I was in denial. I was like, this is absolutely not me. It's these symptoms I'm having don't even match what I'm mm-hmm. reading, what you would call a textbook. But what I was told was that I had a severe case. So I wasn't necessarily textbook, if you will.
Yeah.
So that pretty much I had taken a step back and said, these doctors don't know what they're talking about. At that time in my life, I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're young and kind of have our own way of thinking and hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went into denial for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think you're invincible when you're at that age, and you don't ever expect to get that kind of news. I mean, that's right. Something that happens to your parents or your grandparents or somebody other than yourself. So I'm sure, I mean, all of us can understand that denial, but especially when you're 19, 20 years old in college, spending your time, you know, on the softball field, and all of a sudden, kind of all that was taken away.
Right. Absolutely. So I had gotten to the point where I realized that I couldn't keep up any longer. I wasn't mm-hmm. able to show up with my best game, if you will. I couldn't handle the practices very good. And I lost my starting position at third base, which to me, that was kind of the ultimate, you know, mm-hmm. gut punch, if you will.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, you know, this isn't good. I've actually just lost what I worked so hard for. And it was, you know, starting to help me understand that maybe it was time to take another step back and say that I might need to give up softball.
Mm.
I happened to be the first one in my family to go to college. Mm. So that was so important to me to finish.
Yeah.
And I knew if I kept going as hard as I was going and pushing myself, then my grades were going to continue to suffer. So I did have to make the difficult decision to let softball go,
mm-hmm.
Which was very hard when you're so close to your teammates. And yeah. You're in a small college, too. So that was interesting to go through.
Yeah, and it's kind of your identity taken away at the same time. But mm-hmm. I'm loving hearing your story. I know that we're at a hard point of it, but I can't wait to hear how you turn these barriers into blessings. And I know our listeners can't wait either. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. And we'll be right back on Community Voice with Melissa Hill.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane, here with my guest, Melissa Hill, who was just talking about during her collegiate softball career how she was stopped in her tracks when she was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. So before we continue with your story and kind of your journey of how you were able to see these barriers as blessings, tell our listeners who might not know a lot about Crohn's disease about the implications and the symptoms and the complications that come along with it.
Yeah, so Crohn's disease is an autoimmune disease. So what that means is it affects your whole body. So my immune system attacks itself, and it can affect anything on your body, your skin, your eyes, your digestive tract. So it's a number of things, your joints even. So a lot of the symptoms, and it depends on the person, it depends on the severity of the case as well. Some people just have inflammation of their skin, or their eyes are severe joint pain with minimal digestive issues, meaning maybe they have constipation or some diarrhea or just nausea and vomiting. And that's, you know, early on, mine was just more of the joint pain and some skin issues and a little nausea and vomiting, those sort of things. So it all depends on the person. But a lot of people, I think, are maybe think it's just a stomach issue or that it's just a digestive issue. And it's honestly, it can affect everybody's so different and at different times in their life, just come out of nowhere with symptoms that even the doctors are a little confused by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't realize all of that, the joint pain and the skin issues. Yes. I had no idea. So that's very, that's interesting.
Yes.
Well, you said right before the break that you made the decision to end softball. Mm-hmm. And I know that was hard for you, kind of taking away that identity, something that was so important to you. And you were in denial at this point still, too. So how did you finally start to kind of move forward and get out of that place and start, you know, dealing with this very real issue that you had?
Yeah, well, I was taught at a younger age playing ball. My coach early on in high school taught us goal setting. So I was a very goal-driven person. I was constantly setting goals for myself, and that kept me motivated as far as that day-to-day and week-to-week. Hey, I got to work towards this. This is my goal for this. But at the time, I can't really explain what helped me move forward other than I had a foundation of God's word that I wasn't even, I'll be honest, I wasn't even great at God's word. I couldn't memorize a verse and tell you scripture, and I still can. It's a work in progress all the time. But my parents and my family had raised me in and out of church. So I had that foundation, and I knew that if I had faith, that I could be pulled through it. So as young as my faith was, I just hung on that each day God was going to help me show up and I was going to get through it, even if it was hard and even if I, you know, struggled or messed it up, that it was going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that foundation is so important. That's definitely what got me through as well. And you're right. I mean, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to have every scripture memorized or know you know, every single account in the Bible, just to have that faith.
Right.
And that other stuff can come as your faith grows, but just that foundational faith is so important. But I think the goal setting part, I think that's such a good tool as well. Just having that one little thing that you want to get accomplished, you know, that day, even if it's small. And
yes,
just like the foundation of your faith, it can grow as well. But I think that's a really good tool.
Yeah, it really helped on those really hard days when I was sick and really didn't feel like doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, okay, I said I was going to do this. Let me just get this done. And then I would feel like, you know, an accomplishment occurred that Crohn's didn't win that day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about some of those health challenges, because I know even as you started to move forward, you faced a lot of challenges along the way.
Yeah. So early on, it was a lot of doctor's visits, hospitalizations, a lot of medication. Early on, and I was, you know, it's been 20 years now since I was first diagnosed. They didn't know a lot. They just had like this handful of medication they liked to use that had terrible side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And so those side effects at a young age, those were hard to deal with. A lot of weight gain came along with them and kind of mood swings, because it was considered a steroid.
Mm-hmm.
But then just the constant, you know, missing out on things due to hospitalizations and treatments and, you know, seeing other people at that time in their life. I was in my 20s. My struggles and challenges were a lot different than theirs. So that was something that I felt like at the time were constant like setbacks.
Yeah.
And was kind of stumbling blocks, if you will.
Yeah, it makes you, it kind of makes it hard to relate to people.
It did.
Who are that, you know, the same age as you, but their worries are very different from your own. I know that all too well.
Yes, yeah, that's a good way to put it. The worries are different and the perspectives are different. So your group of friends gets smaller,
mm-hmm.
Because then you really have a group of friends that you can really trust and that are there to support you and try to understand. Mm-hmm. It's okay that they don't understand, but at least they're willing to try.
Yeah, it makes your group smaller, but at the same time, would you say it made it, you know, a more powerful group?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure, because there were days where I was just not well, and to get a call or a card in the mail saying, I'm lifting you up in prayer or you feel better was unbelievable, just to know you took time during a difficult time in my life to just say, I got you, I'm lifting you up today.
Yeah, and moving forward, I know you had to have a couple of surgeries kind of as your illness progressed, would you say?
Yes. So I was told earlier on when I was diagnosed that surgeries were in my future due to the severity of the disease. So their ultimate goal, the doctors, were to keep me from having that surgery and prolong that as much as possible. My first surgery came around the age of 30, but leading up to that surgery, there was a lot of complications that I had. I ended up with C. diff, which is basically an infection of the colon, and I had it for 2 years. I couldn't get rid of it, so I had this rare procedure, and I think I was only like the fourth one in Georgia to have it, where it's a fecal transplant. So what that means is you get a donor who donates their fecal matter, and then they mix that in a solution, put you to sleep, and inject that into your intestinal tract to help you fight that. So my husband was the donor, and so we were so excited about getting this relief, and it didn't go well. I aspirated during the procedure and ended up with double pneumonia and was in rough shape. So I couldn't have surgery, and they didn't know if I was going to pull through. They didn't induce a coma because they thought, you know, I was young enough to fight, but it was a blur for me. I remember not much of it, but was told later of the severity. But thankfully I pulled through, had my first surgery. That first surgery was them taking out part of my intestines and part of my colon, which left me with a colostomy bag, which what that means is they pull out part of my intestines through my abdomen wall, and that's how I go to the bathroom. And so that was my first surgery experience and quite life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, that changes a lot of things, not only the trauma of going through something like that, but also a lot of life changes that we will get to after this next break. We'll hear from our sponsors again, and then come back to hear one more segment with Melissa Hill. So stay tuned.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
Welcome back, everybody, to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Sarah Claudia Kane here with our guest, Melissa Hill, who is sharing with us about her journey with Crohn's disease. And before the break, you're just talking about your first surgery, which left you with partial colon and with a colostomy bag. Mm-hmm. And after that, several years later, I want to say, you had your second surgery.
Correct. So yes, you were right, Sarah Claudia. It was about 4 years later. I ended up having some major complications with Crohn's disease. Symptoms got extremely worse, and my colon actually perforated. And in an effort to save my life, they had to remove my whole colon. And at that time, the colostomy bag I had on the left side of my abdomen had to be moved. So I ended up with what they call an ileostomy on the right side of my abdomen. So I have no colon, and they've just pulled the intestines I have left through on that side.
Mm-hmm. So now you virtually have no colon.
Yep, no colon at all. Yep, so I ain't got no colon.
So. Yeah. No, you talk about it so lightly, but it's amazing to me. I mean, you hike, you are active. I mean, we walk the Greenbelt all the time.
Yes.
So it's amazing to me that you live with this kind of big hindrance. I know it causes a lot of problems, but you still have such a full life.
Yes, that's a good point. I think that in the moments of those major surgeries, you question that, just that, what you just said. You question your abilities and what you're capable of after going through such a large surgery like that. I was wondering to the smallest things of, can I wear clothes that I had worn before? Are they going to fit the same? Are people going to see my bag through my clothes? What happens when my bag leaks and it gets all over my clothes? Do I need to always have changes of clothes with me wherever I go? Like, all these little things to the big things of, can I keep up? Can I, you know, go hiking with my husband and be able to last and keep up with him all day long so we can have a great adventure together? So all those things are natural things that you just wonder and worry about when you're so fresh and new to the surgery, because your body is tired and trying to recover at that time.
Yeah.
But I was determined that I did not want this to keep me from doing the things I enjoyed, and that was being athletic at some capacity. I don't play softball anymore. Now, I'll pick up my glove and throw it around, throw the ball around, but I don't competitively play ball anymore. I miss it, but I also have filled that up with other things that fulfill me and give me challenges, which is hiking pushing my body to the limits that I feel like I can handle.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, you inspire other people who may be going through a similar diagnosis or similar health challenges. You're showing them that they still can do the things they love and live a full life. And it might mean finding a different way to kind of do certain things. And I also love that you're so open about it too, because I know, you know, it can be a hard thing to explain to people.
Sure.
But being open about it, being lighthearted about it, I think helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've said before that all of these struggles, all of these trials that you faced, along with God's timing has really prepared you for what you and your husband are doing now professionally with your business. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're in the struggle, Sarah Claudia, or in the challenge, you don't, I guess, really understand the why. Or the what for, right?
Yeah.
Why in the world am I going through this? Why is this challenge coming my way? You're asking all these questions, right? While you're trying to push yourself through the challenges. And, you know, my husband and I met in college, and our goals and dreams were way different than where we ended up. We both wanted to be teachers at the time that we met. And so we were kind of going down the road of education majors at the time. But then, you know, we both ended up kind of going different directions. But he ended up in pharmacy, and it had a little bit of a medical equipment side to it. And it was 10 years ago we were given the opportunity to take that medical equipment store and try to grow it. So we took the opportunity. But looking back on the challenges and the trials that him and I had as a couple were hard, you know, dealing with hospitalizations, lengthy hospitalizations, him wondering how I was going to pull through or how he was going to get up, go to the work the next day after being up all night with me, the, you know, sleepless nights of crying and trying to figure out this new bag that I got hanging off my stomach and it leaking and busting and we can't keep it on and I'm, you know, I'm in pain. All those little things brought us to what we are able to do every day. And what we do is we provide medical equipment and supplies to other people. If you would have told me 20 years ago I'd be end up doing this, I would have said, you're crazy. I don't know anything about that. But what I realized is that some of my why got answered. The whys I had 20 years ago, 15 years ago of why am I going through this, I've started to become, you know, being answered. And it's because I have a different perspective. I can empathize with these people that walk through the door every day and they say, I'm struggling taking care of my significant other or my family member. I don't know what to do. Well, guess what? Andy's been there. He didn't know what to do sometimes, you know, to help me. Or they don't know if they'll ever feel normal again. I've been there too. Or they just struggle with the fact they have to use medical equipment. And, you know, I was on oxygen. I was, at times, I was having to be pushed around in a wheelchair. So I, at a young age, had to use a lot of medical equipment that other people see it as you don't need that until you get older, which isn't the case. So I'm able to bring a perspective to some people that walk in our door, and I'm able to serve them in a unique way because I actually feel like I can understand to a point of maybe some of their struggles.
Yeah. And that's not just, I mean, you talk about your barriers being your blessings, but it's not just a blessing for you, but especially for the people who come into your business, because you're not only able to give them the practical, you know, how to use this, this is how you do this, but just if they need a little extra support, or if they, like you said, need a little extra empathy. And that's, you know, being somebody who's gone through so much medical stuff and needed that kind of support from people, that's what goes the extra mile. That's what people remember. They don't remember the how-to. They remember, you know, this is how you can get through it. And I know that probably touches a lot of people's lives.
That's a good point. There are some days that we just realize that Andy and I just need to be the people that listen to someone else, and we don't necessarily need to provide a solution to them at the time. Just listen and understand and just maybe even help them see it a little different too. But it's just very interesting to see how God put Andy and I together as a team. And it, working with your husband and your spouse can have its own challenges, but the fact that that he brought us together and brought us through so much and so many challenges to be where we're at today is...
Well, I thank you so much for sharing. I know our listeners are thankful for it too. Not only your journey, but how you're using all those hardships to bless yourself and others today. So thank you so much, Melissa. And thank you everybody who tuned in to Community Voice to listen today. We'll see y'all next time.